The Bush administration today responded to reports that Iran has sent agents across the border into Iraq to influence a new government there. Spokesman Ari Fleischer said the White House is concerned.
We have made clear to Iran that we would oppose any outside organization's interference in Iraq, interfering with their road to democracy. Infiltration of agents to destabilize the Shia population clearly fall into that category, and that is a position that we have made clear to the government of Iran.
For more on the changing relationship between Iraq and Iran, we're joined now from the Iranian capital, Tehran, by Newsweek correspondent Owen Matthews. Welcome to the program.
Hello, Melissa.
Owen, what can you add about the presence of Iranian agents inside Iraq? Who are they, and what would they be doing there?
Well, it's not clear exactly who they are, apart from reports that they're, quote, known revolutionary guards. Now, what they're actually doing, one can only presume that they're coordinating some sort of Shiite opposition to what certain hardliners within Iran have called the American occupation.
The position of Iran here gets a bit complex. There's a reformist president, Mohammad Khatami, but also the supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, who's a hardliner. Would we assume that they have competing interests here? And who would hold sway as they look to influence their neighbor?
That's right, Melissa. Well, in fact, that's even the simple version. The key point is that the Iranian state is not by any means monolithic. And there's a very powerful institution called the Revolutionary Guards, who I think are making the running in this particular situation.
With whom are they allied?
They're the most hardline of all the hardliners. And they have a vested interest not only in creating problems in Iraq, but they also have a vested interest in derailing the reformers in Iran.
There's another distinction that we should try to sort through here, which is that the Shiites in Iraq are Arab, the Shiites in Iran are Persian. What difference does that make?
There are age-old enmities there. The most recent convulsion was obviously the Iran-Iraq war, which killed a million people and pitted the Shias of Iran and Iraq against each other. I think there's still an enormous amount of bad feeling left over from that. There are major cultural differences to people, although they do share a religion.
What does the moderate-led government in Iran want to see happen in terms of what kind of government takes shape across the border in Iraq?
I think the moderates in Tehran do not want to sponsor an Islamic revolution. They do not want to antagonize the United States. In fact, they want at some point a rapprochement with the U.S., a lifting of sanctions. There's a problem. Because in that if the conservatives have their way and they succeed in radicalizing Shias inside Iraq, then we may be seeing the rise of other groups, not necessarily even under the umbrella of Tehran, but other radical Shia Muslim groups who feel that the way forward is to oppose any kind of American-sponsored government process.
Owen, for Iranians who are trying to make sense of the story across the border, what is the message that they're hearing on Iranian state-controlled television, in the newspapers, on the radio?
If you listen to the unadulterated, unfiltered rhetoric, it sounds pretty scary, because the Iranian leadership, even the so-called moderates, are saying this war is being sponsored by Israel, an imperialist war to seize oil, the U.S. are colonizers. You hear all this extremely worrying, inflammatory rhetoric. Now, I think a lot of people here take that with a big pinch of salt. So I think there's a lot of anti-U.S. rhetoric, but a lot of it is pretty pro forma.
Owen Matthews, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
Owen Matthews is a Newsweek correspondent. He spoke with us from Tehran.